You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Staff at the University of Auckland have been engaged in frustrating discussions around pay. Staff members are set to strike this week from 1:30pm on Wednesday to 12:30pm on Thursday. Today I spoke to Adam Craigie, who is the Tertiary Education Union's campaigns officer, regarding these strikes. I started by asking him what the main intentions of the strike are.
Yep. So these strikes are about protecting the core conditions of future staff members and ensuring that all members get a pay rise. The employer at the University of Auckland is offering staff a higher pay increase if they trade away the working conditions of future staff, many of whom are current students. They also want union members to agree that some staff would get no pay increase at all based on an opaque performance system. And these are the same staff that work in areas that are understaffed and overwhelmed managing enrolments and student advice. And this is all for a pay increase that doesn't even meet the current rise in the cost of living.
Right. I've read somewhere that the university does have the funds available to provide these pay increases. However, they're not doing it.
Yes, look, that's correct. The university is, the employer is in a situation of extreme financial health. Many other universities at the moment are posting deficit budgets, however the University of Auckland has not been. And so our view is that the University of Auckland has the money and is able to pay these fair pay rises without clawing back the conditions of future staff members.
Right, so what do these strikes include? What are the actions being taken by the staff?
Yep. So at present we have two strike actions. One is for professional staff to only work their normal hours of work. Now, professional staff members are the ones that keep the university running and often manage enrolments and provide student advice. Now, they work normally far in excess of their normal hours, many of which being unpaid. So the first strike action we're taking is that they will only work their normal paid hours of work. The other strike action will be starting on Wednesday at 1:30 through to Thursday at 12:30, and that is a complete work stoppage. That means that all union members, both academic and professional, will be stopping work for that entire period of time.
Right. So what impacts does this have other than affecting students and time?
Yep. So we do regret the impact that this will have on students and the cancellation of classes during the first week. However, if we allow, the employer has put us in a position where if these changes go through, they'll be very difficult to roll back. The terms and conditions in the collective agreement are there for no other reason than workers have fought for them in the past, and previous union members at the University of Auckland have done so, and current union members at the University of Auckland are now having to stand up, fight back, and tell the employer that what they're proposing isn't good enough.
Do you encourage students and staff to get involved in this?
Yes, we are. It would be great to see staff and students come to our rally. We'll be meeting in front of the clock tower at 2 o'clock on Wednesday the 1st of March.
So in terms of the desired outcomes that the staff want from your employer, the Auckland University, when do you hope to have the desired outcomes achieved?
We are back in bargaining with the employer and with the Vice-Chancellor's negotiating team on Thursday, just after the strike finishes. And we hope that the employer will come back to the table after this action and constructively negotiate and withdraw their two claims to ensure that we can protect the conditions of future staff members and to ensure that all members get a pay rise.
That's fantastic. So where can union members get support from?
Yes, we will have a hardship fund for the strike for any members that suffer hardship as a result of it, and they can email through to myself, Adam Craigie, adam.craigie@teu.ac.nz, and the information for that has been distributed out.
That was Adam Craigie from the Tertiary Education Union speaking to me about the University of Auckland workers' strike.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.